third-party energy suppliers are not your traditional utilities. They're companies that often go door-to-door using aggressive tactics to sell offers of cheap power. But most people who sign up with them ultimately end up paying much higher bills. Now, the Massachusetts legislature is considering a bill to ban these suppliers. WBUR reporter Miriam Wasser partnered with Boston Globe reporter Sabrina Shankman to cover this issue. And Sabrina joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you requested complaints to the state about these suppliers. What did you learn in those complaints?
Yeah, we got hundreds of complaints from 2022 and 2023 and found that for every example of someone who didn't knowingly sign up for a competitive supplier, there was another example of someone who signed up for a plan with a low rate, only to have it balloon without warning a few months later. In some cases, the regulators investigated and found the company had broken the law with those practices, but in many others, where costs unexpectedly jumped, it was perfectly within the law, and there was nothing the regulator could do except help the customers switch providers. Altogether, the complaints painted a picture of an industry that experts told us is making money by taking advantage of residents, particularly older adults and those in low-income and minority neighborhoods. Susan Baldwin was an independent consultant who's produced reports on the competitive supply market for several states, including Massachusetts.
When you've got a market, and Massachusetts opened 20 years ago, and it's still got deceptive practices, and it still has high prices, and you've got almost $600 million of consumer harm, how can anybody with a straight face say that that's good for consumers?
So now Massachusetts lawmakers are proposing a bill. What would that bill do and who's backing it?
Basically, it would phase the market out. There's support for the bill at all levels of government in the state from Governor Maura Healey, Attorney General Andrea Campbell, and Boston Mayor Michelle Wu.
And is there pushback?
Oh, yes. There's a handful of House legislators who are pushing back with support from many competitive suppliers. These legislators have introduced a competing bill to reform the industry rather than scrap it. The main argument is that consumers should have the right to choose their energy plan, though they do acknowledge that there's a problem that needs to get fixed. Abby Foster is the vice president of policy and advocacy at the Retail Energy Advancement League.
We are in this kind of unique position to have great companies who are willing to actually say, regulate us more.
And House Representative Tacky Chan from Quincy, the lead sponsor of the bill to reform the industry, he agrees. He says the problem isn't the company selling energy.
The problem's always been that DPU don't do their job.
So he's referring there to the State Department of Public Utilities, which oversees some aspects of the market. But there's the question of whether regulation is actually possible. Officials at the State Energy Department and the Attorney General's office told us that companies regularly flout the existing regulations and that regulating the industry is nearly impossible.
Why is that?
Oh, there's a lot of reasons. Many of these companies go bankrupt with little warning, and it makes them very hard to prosecute. Some use outside marketing agencies whose sales representatives aren't well-trained or use high-pressure tactics. So there's a situation now where we have four state agencies, plus the Attorney General's office, spending thousands of hours each year looking into consumer complaints, pursuing legal actions. Elizabeth Mahoney is the commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources.
If they're not providing any benefits, what's the point of us spending millions of dollars a year and so much time and effort from staff to go after entities that have a full list of regulations, a full list of statutes that they're supposed to abide by that they're ignoring?
Do these suppliers operate in other states, and have those states found a way to regulate them effectively?
Yeah, so there's about a dozen states with competitive electricity supply markets like Massachusetts. And in every state where the market has been investigated, they have found problems. Connecticut and Pennsylvania took steps to reform the market to try to protect low-income ratepayers. But in both places, there are signs that low-income residents are still overpaying.
If Massachusetts residents don't want to buy from third-party suppliers, do they have another option besides going with traditional utilities?
They do, yeah. In about half of all Massachusetts cities and towns, residents have a third option called municipal aggregation. In a municipal aggregation program, city officials buy power from competitive electric suppliers on behalf of their customers. Unlike individual residents, municipalities can hire lawyers and experts to vet any contract and make sure that what they buy is a good deal.
Boston Globe reporter Sabrina Shankman, thank you very much.
Thank you.